Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders across North Carolina. Question to John Hood and Chris Fitzsimon. Judicial Watch, a conservative-leaning think tank organization based in Washington, has filed a lawsuit against the State Board of Elections alleging the state has violated federal law by not maintaining their voter files to current standards. Is this about maintaining the voter files, or is it an effort to keep people from voting? John?
Well, it is an attempt to clean up basically lapsed voters, people who haven't voted in a while, people who may have moved out of the state, but their names are still on the voter rolls. This is why we get these reports sometimes that there are more people in a particular precinct or a particular area registered to vote. More votes cast. You know, a lot of this has to do with cleaning up a list. I'm not sure it has a huge effect on electoral outcomes. There probably isn't a whole lot of fraud associated with these names, but there could be some. And so very occasionally we see an election tipped by a few votes. That's why you should be concerned about fraud. Not that it's going to tip the vast majority of elections. It's not. There are some that are so close that a few fraudulent votes could matter. And that's why you need to keep these votes. That's one of the reasons to keep these rolls cleaned up.
Chris, meanwhile, the Southern Coalition for Social Justice is suing in federal court, saying the state hasn't done enough to open up the voter registration process. Is this lawsuit more technical in nature, or does it have merit?
Well, I think that it's interesting because we're sort of, you know, we're at this crossroads where some people believe it's the more people to vote legally, the better it is. Other people want to seem to make it more difficult to vote. I think that's what you're seeing in both of these lawsuits. I do think the state could do a better job making it easier for people to vote. It's worth noting the Judicial Watch filed a similar suit or tried to do in Iowa before the pandemic, before the Iowa caucuses, claiming that there were more people voted in certain parts of Iowa than were actually there. Turns out they were using population estimates, mixing several years together, which is the only population estimates that we have. And even Republicans in Iowa who run the state's election machinery said, this is not true. You're using old data. This doesn't make any sense. And they said that the effort by Judicial Watch was to sort of inject this fear of voter fraud in the election and use it as sort of a political issue as much as a lawsuit. I think we need to do better running our elections on all fronts. But I do worry a little bit about the fear-mongering that there's some widespread fraud that's jeopardizing our election. And we're hearing that sometimes from the president and other folks.
Chris and John, start with Chris. Give me your forecast on the outcome.
I'd be surprised if either one of these lawsuits succeeded. I do think that I hope that what they will do is lead to a continuing effort to give people more options to vote, especially during this unparalleled pandemic in which we're living.
John Hood?
I don't think the plaintiffs will win all the way to a trial or anything in either lawsuit. It is possible the Judicial Watch matter will be settled with minor adjustments.
Gentlemen, thank you. And thank you for watching the Afterspin. More video all during the week on ncspin.com.